your clock project? What are you doing with your clock project?
We have to think of a building in either London or England or America. Well, around America or England. And I've chosen the CN Tower in Toronto.
All right, yeah.
So we have to make a clock in, well, include a clock in the building. So
right, so you know what the building looks like, obviously. Yeah. Why did you choose that one? With any particular reason?
Well, I saw it on in a magazine, and it kind of stood out to me. So
you got the building, and then what do you do with it?
We have to, like, try and fit either a digital clock or analog clock into it and try and build the main structure, and then...
Right. So do you actually have to sort of build a model of it or anything like that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Right. What do you make it of?
Kind of acrylic and different materials like that.
Right.
So.
And how long's that going to take?
We started it in September, so I think we finish it in February or something.
Right. And how far have you got?
About halfway.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
And what sort of clock are you going to put into it?
A digital clock.
Right. And what was it? Natural forms?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's kind of like leaves and not like pictures of like cars or motorbikes or stuff.
So it's got to be something that's... Can that be animals and things like
yeah.
that as well?
Yeah.
What have you got to do with them?
This time we're making a... what's it called?
It's not examining you. It's not sort of oral exam. So art appears to be your thing. Is that that's what you want? And do you know what you want to do when you finish school?
I like to be a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm. Any particular area of graphic design?
Not really.
Advertising or doesn't really matter. And what have you got to do when you finish school to become a graphic designer? What sort of, do you have to go to college?
I'm not really sure. I haven't really thought about that.
Right.
So.
A bit far away. How old are you? 14?
14 years old.
Yeah. Plenty of time. And you do a paper round?
Yep.
Right. And how long does that take you? What do you have to do?
Well, I have to... I've been given a list of which houses to deliver to.
Mm-hmm.
And... the papers come every Friday.
What, deliver to your house?
Yeah, and then I have to deliver them to the houses around me. And then it takes me about 2 hours to do it, and then I get paid on Tuesday or Wednesday. And
before you do the next one?
Yeah.
Don't mind me asking, how much do you get paid for it?
The first time I got it, I got £11 for it.
Right.
This time I got £9, so it kind of varies from 8 to 11.
Why does it vary?
On the number of pages in the newspaper.
So the amount of weight you've got to carry
depends
on how much you get paid.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like slave labour, like being paid by the amount you have to carry on your back. Okay. And you went to Devon, you say?
Yep.
A
week and a half.
Right.
So.
What did you do?
We kind of just like visited all around our area and went to the beach and stuff.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Right. So what else did you do for the other 6 weeks of the holiday?
Nothing really.
Just lazed about.
Yeah.
Okay.